My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm losing track of all the wins in a row. That's five. Five wins in a row.
Make
They're
it
now five
easy,
and
Kenny.
Five in their last 10. Five and five and five. Five wins in a row. They're plus 83 in run diff, which, Lima, you know that's important to you.
The end
72
of the day,
and 49, four and a half games ahead.
At the end
I got
of the day, you have one identity in this world, and it is, what is your run differential?
Are we officially comfortable with the Guardians' lead again in the division? Yes or no? Anthony, Lima, we start with you.
My trust in this team has never wavered. They had lost seven in a row. People were at an all-time panic level. And I said, stay the course. I feel really good about this team. I feel really good about this team in the American League, judging by the competition. And therefore, I mean, nothing's changed my point of view, Kenny. I feel even more good. I feel even better about how resilient they are, how every night they go to the ballpark and they make it happen. They continue to do that. Incredible.
Owen Lotteman. Well, wait a minute. Wait. So was that an answer? I asked if you were comfortable. Yeah.
And I feel very, very comfortable.
You're comfortable with the Guardians lead again. Thank you very much. Now we have you on record, Mr. Senator. Owen, go ahead.
I am not comfortable yet.
Owen, officially not comfortable. Owen, tell me why.
Well, 4.5 games can slip from you in a week, much as it has done in the past. I do not...
I sneezed,
I'm
sorry. I will
not be comfortable with 4.5 until there is 5 games left.
Mitch.
I am also not comfortable with the lead, but I'm very comfortable with the way this team looks as opposed to the week prior.
Are you comfortable that's
a
or not?
Difficult thing to say, but you can't be both, but you tried to find a way to do it. You're either comfortable or uncomfortable. You can't be somewhere in the middle. Answer the question again, Mitch.
You're going to really hate me next week then with the upcoming road trip that we have.
I need an answer whether you're comfortable or uncomfortable.
No, no.
I don't care about next week.
I'm not comfortable yet.
So you're not comfortable?
I'm never comfortable.
Are you talking about the Yankees half-game lead over the Orioles in the East, or are you talking about the Guardians over the Twins? I'm talking about the Guardians over the Twins are up by 4.5 games.
That one's an even tighter series, the Yankees and Orioles, but the Guardians-Twins right now, it's like Owen said, once you get down to like a week and you still have that lead, then you got some cushion. But right now, there's a lot of baseball left.
Okay.
For the pushing.
I am still
so
uncomfortable.
You guys just aren't going to be comfortable till it's the final day of the season then.
I said I wasn't comfortable until you have a, real quick, I'm not comfortable until you have a week worth of wins or games ahead. So, like, Atlanta's at 6. I guess I still wouldn't be, or excuse me, Philly's at 6 over Atlanta. I guess I still wouldn't be comfortable. Brew Crew, who you're playing tomorrow. Ooh, that's a big one. They're 8.5 games up over St. Louis. If we were Brewers fan, if I would have taken that job in Milwaukee, Tone,
yeah,
I'd be comfortable.
You might be three times more comfortable.
Right now, technically, that's twice as comfortable as with the 4.5. And there's only one comfortable lead in baseball to me, and that is the Milwaukee Brewers.
I will say, as the season starts to wind down, you do get a little more comfortable, right?
By the end of this series, you could be the comfortable ones. Milwaukee could be the uncomfortable ones, and that is interesting. Thank you very much.
Call that a comfort swap.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. Alex Cobb, he pitched last night. Does Antonetti and Shapiro, do they deserve, Shapiro, good God, does Antonetti and Chernoff deserve a couple of...
Nick Jacobs, get any credit
for apologies from some people who called in last week. Because that boy, pretty damn good. Alex Cobb, pretty damn good yesterday.
Well,
your pickups.
Somebody like me never lost any faith, so it certainly wouldn't be me that would be apologizing.
I didn't say.
So who
I didn't
would,
say you. I asked. Hold on. I didn't imply that you needed to apologize.
Oh, I didn't say that you did.
I know you're trying to get something started with me. I didn't say that. I asked if you believe that there were callers or some people out there who needed to apologize to Chernoff and Antonetti. That's what I asked.
No, they don't need to. They're just wrong, so they can just wallow in their wrongness for a while now. And then you'll hear from these people. Actually, you won't hear from these people again until the Guardians are either eliminated or they start baseball next season. Because if they just go on to win the World Series, you'll just never hear from those people. Nobody will admit it.
Oh, man, if they go on to win the World Series, it's... You never hear from...
No.
Well, you'll hear from them eventually again, but it's going to be a very long while before you hear from them again. Alex Cobb did speak about the Guardians fans and how great Guardians fans are. This is what Alex Cobb had to say.
I don't think there's better fans than Cleveland. They live for their sports. Obviously, been chasing after something special with the baseball team for a while, and you can start to feel that excitement from them, knowing that they have a good ball club here and that they have a chance to do something really cool in October and to come out in midweek game and show that type of support. And really, towards the end, I was getting a little tired, and they started making some noise and gave me a little lecture to give out there.
He is from Boston. He was a bat boy for the Dodgers back in the day. Think about that. Well, I think it was at spring training, if I'm not mistaken. But still, he is from Boston originally. He was a bat boy for the Dodgers. I still think it's spring training, but again, I'm not sure. He's seen a lot of fan bases. Is that lip service or is that true?
Probably some lip service. Okay. Like if he were on another team, probably.
Do you know what the announced attendance was yesterday?
What was that?
30,000.
Go
Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Mitch, go look up. That was great attendance, by the way. Mitch, go look. He was with Tampa Bay from 2011 to 2014. And then I think he had another stint with Tampa Bay. See if he ever said Rays fans are the best in baseball. Because if he ever said Rays fans are the best in baseball, then I'm sorry, we know it's lip service because they are not the best in baseball. You know that's right, right? Like, if he said that about the Rays, that's it. Because they're not. It's just it's proven that they're just not the best fans in baseball. I'm sure there are a few hardcore Rays fans out there. Dick Vitale, a couple other people. That's great. I'm not taking swings at them, but in mass, they're not even close to the best fans in baseball. I think the best fans in baseball would probably be I guess St. Louis, and then we work our way down from there.
Something we got to do here.
Yeah, power rank him, Kenny.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you walk yourself into it.
I didn't mean to do that.
Ranking,
see, there's a lot of Yankees fans, but do I put them in the top three?
Would you put Mitch there?
Well, they probably...
No, that's why they're not anywhere near the top three, because of guys like Mitch.
They've taken over in New York. They've obviously taken over that stadium.
Yeah.
With the Rays before, when they go down. Basically, it's a home game for them every time.
Yeah. Top three best fans in baseball, you ready? Number one, St. Louis.
This is difficult.
Number two, the Mets.
Is there any rhyme or reason on any of this?
I will give a reasoning coming up in a moment. Number three, Padres. Padres, number three. There you go.
Know a lot of Padres fans?
I do. I actually do.
Yeah.
The Conaways.
The guy that owns the pizza shop.
Of Rancho Cucamonga. They are Padres fans.
Okay.
Right there, baby. Rancho Bernardo, Rancho Penasquitas. I've never even been out there. I know the whole geography.
A lot of ranchos.
Oh, tons of ranchos.
Why do you know that at all?
What about what?
Why do you know anything about the San Diego Padres fans?
What do you mean? I know San Diego Padres fans.
Who are the people you know?
Owen, did you have a late night last night?
Well, you mentioned one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One family. Who else?
That's one more family than you know.
But I wasn't the one that proclaimed to know anything about the San Diego Padre fans.
Then why don't you give your top three? Why don't you give your power rankings of the fan base?
Yeah,
hit it.
Dodgers, Yankees, Phillies. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I forgot the Phillies. Okay. Redo it. Okay, St. Louis, Mets, Phillies. There you go.
But you just took
Why would you say Dodgers, Yankees? Why would you say Dodgers and Yankees?
Perennially top of the attendance every year.
Attendance is everything to you.
Yeah, how would you base it?
I would base it on a number of factors.
Everywhere they go, it's a home game.
I would base it on a number of factors. One, I think that the bandwagon rate works against you. Two, I do think that there is part of it where the people who are around the ballpark, the fever for the ballpark, maybe attendance matters into that a little bit. But when it comes to attendance, I think it's a little bit off because aren't Dodger fans know to show up in the third inning and leave in the seventh inning? Of course, now the games move so quick, I don't know if you got time to do any of that.
They're known to do that?
I believe that's what the old adage is.
Oh, I didn't know.
Look it up. Mitch has got a lot of things to look up.
Who created the old adage? I'd be interested to read more.
Huge guy in old Hollywood. Huge guy with cigars. Huge guys with Dodger attendance.
We will look into this.
Yes.
There's literally a Huffington Post article, why Dodger fans leave early.
Probably.
Ken Carmen, Champions Post.
Something to do with it takes 2 hours in L.A.?
That's not my fault. I have no idea about it. I know San Diego geography. I don't know L.A. geography. Thank you very much.
So I'm wondering, ranchos. Where do the Guardians...
Three from my count.
Where do the Guardians fit in there?
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Okay. Your name came up yesterday, Kenny.
Sigma says Alex Cobb's not from Boston. He's from Vero Beach, Florida. He is born in Boston. Thank you very much. Another Champions Post.
Your name came up yesterday, Ken.
Oh, why?
I thought you'd be excited about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Was it a very nice restaurant on the near west side yesterday? Johnny's on Fulton, I'll just say it.
Yeah, you want to say it? No big deal.
It's an amazing, amazing experience.
What did you have?
I had...
A couple drinks?
I had a... Oh, more than that.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh, and the pours were tremendous. Just tremendous. Bo
said hi. fiscal situation needs to be brought into this.
Bo said hi, Kenny, and then he asked me as I came back to the bar because I was on the patio, so I was checking in on the Guardians, and he was glued in because he was back there, you know, slinging drinks.
Okay.
And they had the TV and everything. There was no TV on the patio. So as I was checking in with the team, I'm like, wow, looks like they are going to pull the sweep. They're looking good.
Yeah.
And I was having them fill me in on what was going on. Obviously, I was getting texts as well, checked the box score a few times. And then he said, hey, your comrade there in the morning, what's he going to pick apart with this win?
Oh, Jesus.
And I said, well, that's...
All right, fine.
I said, everything's not necessarily
Browns,
fair.
Browns, everything's fine. I'm not talking Guardians for the rest of the show.
I said, that's not fair. He only brought that up during every single win they've had this year about their problems. That's not necessarily fair.
Everything's fine. Nothing is concerning. Nothing can be discussed. I'm not even saying to criticize
them. I was excited to ask you, what were you worried about yesterday? Because you seem to have this prevailing concern after every win. So what's the big concern from yesterday's win?
There wasn't a concern.
Not one? You're just comfortable now with the Guardians? What happened?
Whatever.
What happened, Kenny?
You've got me to whatever in the argument. That's where I'm at. I can't. Whatever is not an argument. That's where you got me to.
Is that because you realize how foolish some of your concern was
because
over the last week?
I didn't even say it was. I didn't even say it was something to be nasty about. I said there are wins that feel better than other wins when it comes to baseball. But I mean, if you want to stick your head up your ass and do that, you go right on ahead.
Where did yesterday's win rank then? If you want to power
immensely
rank
satisfied.
The wins that feel better than the other wins, as Ken Carmen says.
You want me to power rank wins against the Cubs?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Yesterday, number one. Tuesday, number two. Monday, definitely number three. Yes, easy. So guys, this ain't hard. You go from 8-3 to 8-8. Yeah, there's going to be wins that are more satisfying than others.
So find yourself more concerned or less concerned than you were 3 days ago when it seemed like you were very upset that anybody could be happy with Guardians wins?
I was not upset that anybody could be happy with Guardians wins. I was happy that the Guardians pulled it out because I felt that if they didn't pull it out when they were up by 5 runs going into, the seventh inning, if I'm not mistaken? If they're up 5 runs going into the seventh inning and they would have lost that lead, I think that a lot of people would have been very upset
said. And then what'd they end up doing?
They ended up winning bottom of the eighth.
So how upset were those people?
I didn't say that anybody should be upset.
Or was it just you that was upset?
I was not upset. I didn't say that anybody should be upset. Bo the bartender. It seems you spent plenty of time with Bo the bartender
there. Yes, we did.
You go on ahead.
The Pinot Noir and the blend. The blend, Kenny.
There's two microphones that smell like a beer right now. Anthony Lima's and...
Here we go. Power rank the drink.
Yes, let's go. Started out with a nice Negroni. Always a great aperitif. It gets you in the mood. It just gets you where you need to be.
See, he pulls me back in. I was ready to slam doors during the break, and then Lima reminded me of the only time I drink Negroni is with Lima. I love him.
Wagyu burger.
Now you could turn that into a Boulevardier, Kenny, and then
that's not a drink.
Instead of the gin, take the gin out.
Okay.
If you wanted to do
What's
something like that.
What's the other like two
that.
Drinks?
Then we went to... Oh, I had Peroni. I mean, we were mixing and
Judas
matching.
Priest.
Well, it's the week of the feast.
Peroni.
It's the week of the feast. You had to get excited about
that.
That's
true.
Starts tonight.
You're on the west side. That's over on the east side.
I know.
The feast.
This was just the...
East side, west side.
The precursor.
But you got to get a third drink, or was it just Peroni and Negroni?
No, then we went to the Pinot Noir. It was amazing. What a night. What a fan. And the Guardians won. Let's go.
Guardians won.
Let's go.
By the way, Mitch had looked it up. Alex Cobb has never been on the record saying Rays fans were the best fans. There you go. Alex Cobb, a man of his word. Well done.
I got something for Mitch to look up.
Okay.
We are at the 75% mark now on the season.
I thought we were like 80.
Is that the three-quarters poll?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Guardians have the best record in baseball. When's the last time a Cleveland sports team... Three quarters through the season had the best record in their sport.
Probably the Cavs with LeBron, I would imagine.
I looked it up. Did not happen.
2017 Guardians.
Wait a minute.
That's the only one, and I'm looking back. Mitch, you have to look into this.
Whoa.
Because the Dodgers won 102, them and their great fans. They won 102 games that year, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But if it's not the case.
They went on a 22-game win streak that year. So
was that when they had it? Yeah, I'm not
here,
sure.
Here I thought that you were just slurring because of last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. You were looking up good content. That's good stuff.
I want to know when it is that three quarters through a season, a Cleveland sports team had the best record in their sport.
Michael Mazur, how are Cubs fans not at the top? Because they suck. That's why.
Because they suck. Yeah. Come on, Mike.
They're fake. Everybody Most of them that. Are fake. That's why I didn't put the Red Sox in there. That's why I didn't put the Yankees in there. They're fakes.
Mike sounds like a fake. Mike sounds like he sucks.
I did not say that Mike was a fake or he sucked.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.